Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Congress directed the Secretaries of Agriculture, Health and Human Services to publish dietary guidelines containing nutrition and dietary information and guidelines for the general public. In developing the 2015 dietary guidelines, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee has decided to incorporate the concept of sustainability into the guidelines. Sustainability in food production is an important issue. However, the dietary guidelines are not the place for it. Sustainability is outside of the mandate from Congress. Not to be deterred, however, the Dietary Committee has created a subcommittee on food sustainability and safety to develop and maintain a food system that is safe and sustainable to ensure current and future food security. And here they come again, the socially elite foodies intent on telling us how to farm. Now, predictably, at the most recent Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee meeting, the sole presenter on sustainability wasted no time in pushing the vegetarian and organic agenda and overlooked all of the benefits that science and technology and agriculture are bringing to reduce water and pesticide use and address volatile weather conditions. The presenter barely mentioned future food security and conveniently ignored the inconvenient truth that the world faces an immense food security challenge, feeding an additional 2 billion people by 2050. It's sad and ironic that while the U.S. Congress is preparing to unveil a statue of Norman Borlaug, that unveiling March the 25th, Ag Week, Norm Borlaug pioneered and championed agriculture research to spur the Green Revolution that saved hundreds of millions of lives. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee has veered off course and is attempting to turn back the clock to the day of small-scale, inefficient farming. I remember that agriculture when I was a boy, two old horses pulling a two-row corn planter. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee would best serve the American public by focusing on its mission of providing the American people the nutrition and dietary information. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.